Why should everyone wear face masks? Scientists explain. There is no scientifically substantiated evidence to conclude that wearing masks is ineffective. On the contrary, the latest biological findings regarding the penetration of the new infectious disease into human tissues suggest that the main mechanism of virus transmission are not small sprays, but large droplets. And therefore, wearing a surgical mask by everyone guarantees a higher level of protection. In the current escalating pandemic, there has been a lot of emotional talk about wearing facial masks. The World Health Organization has still not issued a document recommending the wearing of masks to healthy people and does not recommend them as a means of preventing infection. According to WHO recommendations, face masks should be worn by people with infectious disease, people suspected of having infection or having symptoms such as coughing or sneezing, persons caring for patients with infectious disease, or persons suspected of having infectious disease. Some days ago, the WHO, through one of its representatives, reminded us that wearing masks is not always good for our health. It has also been reported that wearing them is only effective when combined with frequent hand washing with soap and water, or disinfection with alcohol-based agents. Dr. Mike Ryan said, "There is no scientific evidence that there is no benefit in the mass population of wearing of masks. On the contrary, there is evidence that misuse of masks causes harm." For many people, however, these recommendations turn out to be insufficient. Why? First, it is known that many people undergo infection asymptomatically, which means they should be treated as sick and wear face masks, but they don't because they don't know about their illness. Secondly, more and more people who leave their homes, if they have to leave, do just that with face masks. What's next? There's a growing number of stores and outlets that only let customers with face masks into the store. So, we found that there is an increase in the number of people who follow a simple suggestion. If everyone around me is wearing face masks, maybe I should too. Jack Rodwell of the University of Texas at Austin therefore decided to clarify the topic based on scientific data contained in the report developed by Professor Su Huang from the Institute of Systemic Biology. What conclusions did they come to? The official recommendation in the U.S. and other Western countries that the public should not wear protective masks was motivated by the need to secure an adequate number of masks for healthcare professionals. The authors of the report argue explaining that these guidelines had no scientific basis. In their opinion, the public order to wear masks in Asian countries has significantly contributed to flattening the disease growth curve, which is supposed to be the best proof of the effectiveness of universal face covering. In the report, Why We Should All Wear Masks: Scientific Justification, we read, therefore, that while a policy of widespread wearing masks will certainly not completely eliminate the risk of the infectious disease, it can reduce them. Why not eliminate? If only because not everyone has the same quality mask. Not everyone is able to put it on and use it properly. Of course, surgical masks and N95 masks, if worn incorrectly, do not guarantee full protection. But if the goal is to flatten the curve, we must abandon binary black and white thinking and look at the problem in various shades of gray. We can no longer claim that masks are not effective. We cannot allow the ideal to be the enemy of good. What if partial protection provided by leaky surgical masks, or even self-made ones, reduces the likelihood of transmission, similar to the recommended, equally imperfect, distance from each other than 2 meters, or not touching the face, we read in the study? Henrique and Donovan also criticized the position of the American Center for Disease Control, CDC, which, in the wake of WHO, believes that widespread of wearing face masks is not an effective weapon against the infectious disease epidemic. Ballistics of cough droplets and other arguments. The CDC does not show any scientific evidence for its claim that we should all wear masks are not effective. It focuses only on mechanistic justification, as opposed to epidemiological evidence. Meanwhile, given the ballistics of cough droplets and recent research findings,